Welcome to the Big Dave Podcast.
Jessica's here, and she wants us to do a phone hack on her husband, Chris. Now, you guys are getting ready to go on vacation, right, Jessica?
Yeah, we're going on a Caribbean cruise. It's coming up.
What's the date on it?
We're leaving on August 5th for a week.
And that's important because you want me to call up your husband, Chris, and pretend like I'm new at his work and act like he's got to work on August the 7th. You guys will already be cruising.
Yeah. Make it that like he is required to come into work on the 7th when we're on the cruise. So obviously he can't do that.
That's really mean, by the way. But all right, well, we've got his number here. Let's give him a call up.
And oh, boy. I'm nervous.
We'll I'm a little bit nervous.
He might get mad.
Yeah. All right.
Good morning. It's Chris.
Chris.
Yes, good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, Chris. All right. Hey, this is Brooks Robinson over here at... I was just calling to introduce myself. First of all, I'm new in the HR department, and I'm just letting everybody know that we have a mandatory staff meeting that everybody needs to be at in your department on August the 7th at 8:30 in the morning. That's a Monday.
Wait a minute. Okay. And what was, I'm sorry, what did you say your name was again? You said...
Brooks Robinson.
Okay. This is from the HR department?
Yeah.
Okay, normally I would talk to Michael about this. See, I've already secured my days off because I'm going on a cruise with my wife for our anniversary, so... is there any way that I guess we can?
So you're not you're
miss that?
You're unavailable on August the 7th?
Yes, I've already secured the days off. It's already paid for it, and it was a lot of money. If you can understand. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think of a way we can address this because it's a mandatory staff meeting. I mean, we're going to need your presence there, one way or another.
Okay. So I understand the importance. Obviously, I do. But I've already, again, I've secured those days. And I did this months ago because I knew how important this was.
Let me hang on
to me and my wife. So, again, I'm sorry if I guess I'm raising my voice. Well, if you can talk to Michael.
Okay, hang on. Chris, what's your middle name?
It's Lawrence.
Christopher Lawrence. Okay. All right, I need to put this down because we're going to have to write you up for missing this meeting.
Okay. Okay, so that's not right at all, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, which I feel like I'm doing. But again,
yeah, I mean, I've got my orders. I've got to do what I got to do here.
Let me get it out. So I've secured the days months ago. There's absolutely no way. I've paid the money for this. I don't think you understand how expensive this is.
Well,
me securing those days, I don't think I can do it.
Chris, is the cruise worth more than your job?
Okay, so you're telling me right now that I'm going to lose my job if I go on vacation for a week that I've already secured? Is that what you're telling me right now?
That's what I'm telling you.
Me?
There's a possibility.
How is there a possibility when I've already told you that I've secured those days? There's absolutely no way that I can make that meeting, and there's absolutely no way that I should get written up nor lose my job.
That's Chris. That's Chris, it's me. That, don't worry, you're not going to lose
that makes
your job.
No sense. Who is that?
It's Jessica. I had them do a Big Dave phone hack on you.
Oh my god. Why would you do that?
I mean,
because she's evil.
Yeah, I recall you.
I should have known. This guy is not funny.
Hey, Jessica, I hope you float.
Yeah.
I think this is what we're going to hear on that cruise. Jessica overboard. Hey, you guys have a wonderful cruise. And Jessica, you're really mean.
No,
I'm gonna get you back.
I could have been meaner.
I'm gonna get
you back.
Thank
you, guys.
I'll leave you two to yourselves now.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
This is the Big Dave Podcast. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
In a recent survey, 8% of men admit that they find this a big turnoff when they see a woman doing it.
Now, I was just trying to think, as an 8%, that's a pretty low number. So I was driving a truck, like a pickup truck or something, because most guys think that's really sexy.
And I just went for the obvious, you know, the burping and farting thing. Get that off the table.
Not Thank it.
You. And don't do it on the table either. 749-B105, what do you think it is?
I've got two of them. Am I allowed to do that?
Go right ahead.
Is Is it pays for something?
Oh, when they pay for like dinner. Oh, I got it. I got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's for stat. That's like getting shot right in the butt with Cupid's arrow, man.
That's marriage material.
All right, that's good. But what was your other one?
Works on a car.
It's a turnoff when you see a woman working on a car?
Well, I can see that. You know, some guys, they like to be the man of the house. They want to pay for everything.
Yeah.
They want to do that kind of work.
Yeah. I mean, I was over a couple of beers one time at the ACMs. Brad was telling me he knew it was love with Chelsea when he saw her gapping spark plugs.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, that was it. You know, but hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, no problem.
Hi, what do you think it is?
Working on the highway construction crew.
Wow.
Wait a minute. That would depend on if they're wearing one of them shirts that's from the correctional facility.
What color's her jumpsuit? Yeah. We got to know that. Let's grab another one here. What do you think it is?
Smoking.
Oh, that's an obvious one.
Guess.
Yeah.
I would think it'd be higher.
Yeah, but great guess. Thanks for calling. I hadn't thought of that yet.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Hi, what do you think it is?
Bite your fingernails.
When they see them biting their fingernails. Oh, yeah. That, you know what? It's not that when you see someone's fingernails, a guy or a girl's that are bitten, you can obviously tell they gnaw on them.
Like way down?
Kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies because I think, man, those got to hurt, right?
Yep.
And that's it.
Wow. Good job.
Yeah, 8% of guys say when they see a woman biting her fingernails or, like you said, bite them way, way down, that's a turnoff for them.
Boy.
Yay.
You bite your fingernails?
No.
Thank goodness. Because we were about to hang up on you.
No.
I'm kidding. Hey, what's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy, thank you for listening. We love you and have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.